Gotcha. It's that time again. Mike Wynne with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And our starter is the Clark Tracy Sextet and a song called Five Bellies. I'm a big fan of Clark Tracy's groups. He always employs and encourages young jazz musos, and no different here on this May-June 2009 recording session at Clown's Pocket Studio on the London-Kent border. His previous quintet had been together for 7 years, and that was it. Clark then started from scratch with another group of young and talented jazzers, and they were Paul Jordanus, trumpet and flugelhorn, Piers Green, alto, Lewis Wright, vibes, Kit Downs, piano, and Ryan Trebelock, bass. And he wrote that song, Five Bellies. The liner notes don't give an explanation for the title. The only five bellies I've ever heard of being Gazza's rather overweight chum. Clark Terry on drums, of course. Bassist, legendary bassist Ray Brown has made a series of albums entitled Some of My Best Friends Are... And then it's either guitarists, sax players, trumpeters, pianists, or in this case, singers.
Little boy, you're the one boy for me. Little boy, you're as sweet as can be. Just a glance at you meant love from the start. Oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little boy, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine. Little boy, when you're mine, oh mine. Shabba-da-da-sheet, shabba-da-da-sheet, shitty-da-da, shitty-da-da-sheet, shitty-da-da-sheet, shitty-da-da-shabby-down. Shabba-da-da-sheet, day-day, shada-da-da, shada-da-da, shabba-da-ba-da-sheet, shitty-dee-dee, shitty-dee-dee, shitty-ma-da-da-da-boy-boy-dee, shabba-da-ba-dee-dee, shitty-ba-da-da-da-da-shay-o. Of my days, and this great big world will be divine. Little boy, when you're mine, all mine. Little boy, when you're mine, all mine.
The Ray Brown Trio accompany six singers on this album, each getting a two-song appearance. That was Diana Krall and the song Little Boy, the original lyrics for the song being Little Girl, so with minimal alteration, it changed gender. The trio is Ray Brown bass, Jeff Keyser, Dr. K on piano, Gregory Hutchinson drums, and a couple of guests on the occasional track, Russell Malone on guitar, for instance, recorded for Telarc Records, December 97, in New York. Normally, I choose the muso first, then the song. Here, it was the song. I love this. Mm-hmm. We're now in Ardingly, West Sussex, September 2001. The song, and I know you recognised, Dream a Little Dream of Me, was written 3031 by Fabian André and Wilbur Schwant, with lyrics added by Gus Kahn. And for those of us of a certain age, of all the many recordings, it's probably Mama Cass's 68 hit version that comes to mind first. This was the Dunstan Cober Quartet, Cober clarinet, John Pierce piano, Nick Preston bass, and the ever-cheerful Steve Brown drums. This Nagel Heyer CD is called Standards for a New Century. Off to Germany. I'd say this was international, recorded in Leipzig, Germany in June 2010, mixed in Pompignan, France, and featuring the Tel Aviv-born pianist Joran Herman. It's a trio, piano-based drums, but not sure I heard Chris Tordini on bass or Tommy Crane drums. Herman wrote almost all of the music on this album called Follow the White Rabbit, another example of the incredible young talent in jazz today. Even now, he's still in his mid-30s. That song was called Cadenza. It's Ellington time. Advance warning, you will enjoy this. Thank you. From a reprise LP called Duke Ellington's Jazz Violin Session, recorded at the Barclay Studio in Paris, Feb 63, and, for my money, one of Ellington's most underrated albums. In Feb 63, the band was touring Europe, and in that month alone visited France, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Germany, Luxembourg and Italy. Loads and loads of gigs, several recording sessions of which this was just one. It was, by Ellington standards, a small group session, featuring Ellington's famous violinist Ray Nance, plus two of Europe's leading practitioners, Stefan Grappelli and Svent Asmussen. The rhythm section is Ellington piano, obviously, Ernie Shepherd bass and Sam Woodyard drums, plus, in the background on this song, Buster Cooper trombone, Russell Procope alto, Paul Gonzalez tenor. And that was an Ellington compo, Tricky's Licks, a song, to my knowledge, only ever recorded by the band on one other occasion to this. And we can only assume that the Tricky referred to Tricky Sam Nanton. Next, James Moody. This Cadet LP is called Cooking the Blues, recorded live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco in 61. That was a James Moody original, Little Buck. The liner notes describe it as, quote, a terse, swift, riffy blues with a Lester Youngish beginning and a few hints of Prez in other places, unquote. And a good description, I would say, is that was genuinely terser than a normal Moody number. Moody was on tenor on that song, alto and flute on other numbers, Bernard McKinney trombone, Howard McGee trumpet, Musa Kalim baritone, Sonny Donaldson piano, Steve Davis bass, and Arnold Enlow drums. This is one of Moody's best albums. This next one's called Art's Boogie. You'll hear why. Thank you. a January 1980 New York City recorded LP called Reemergence, as the leader of this trio, bassist Art Davis, was back on the music scene after 9 years away. He had sued the New York Philharmonic for racism, and suddenly, even though he was totally in the right, he became branded a troublemaker and was, as a consequence, unhirable. He was originally classically trained, but in the very early 50s, no black musician was able to get into any of the US symphony orchestras. He turned to jazz after hearing Charlie Parker and played with Max Roach, Dizzy, Monk, Coltrane, Ornette Coleman. And here's a very short story that adds to his legend. When he was in Max Roach's band at the Newport Jazz Festival, band colleague, trumpeter Booker Little, slammed a car door shut, but accidentally Art's picking finger was still there. Broke it, as you'd imagine, and yet a few hours later he's on stage playing a fast repertoire. This was the first of three albums he made as a leader. On Art's Boogie, Hilton Ruiz was on piano, Greg Bandy drums. I hope that tapped a toe or two. Off to Holland now. Listen out for the brushwork.
Butterfly needs the blossom waving. Poor butterfly, for she loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he'd be faithful. I'm sure he'd come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I'll never cry or sigh. I just must die. Ooh, butterfly. Butterfly.
It's October 61 at the Singer Concert Hall in Lorraine, Holland. It was singer Rita Reis, a Dutch jazz singer, sometimes given the title of Europe's First Lady of Jazz. This was to be a normal gig, albeit recorded, but made more special by Rita's husband, Pim Jacobs, calling the Paris-based American expat Kenny Clarke to join the group for this evening, and he was stunning in his accompaniment. Pim Jacobs, as well as Rita's husband, was Rita's pianist, Wim Overgaard guitar, Ruud Jacobs, brother of Pim, was on bass, and of course, Kenny Clarke drums. The song was Poor Butterfly. It's big band time. Benny Golson compo Blues March, played by the Sal Salvador Big Band in New York in 62. Salvador formed a big band in 58 and it lasted until 63, although he still toured and recorded with smaller groups during that time. But he truly loved this big band. He'd been a Kentonite for a couple of years, 52-53, so he was well schooled in the art of the big band. Salvador on guitar, of course. On recent shows, I played some extracts from the brilliant Swiss Radio Days series of CDs, and that got me reaching back into my collection for others. Here's something from Volume 9.
And this next one is called 17 Mile Drive. I'm
Yes, Jerry Mulligan with his song 17 Mile Drive, named after the famous coastal scenic drive on the Monterey Peninsula that takes in Pacific Grove and Pebble Beach as well as Carmel. Although Mulligan was born and raised in Philadelphia, he became one of the leading West Coast jazzers. This is from the Congress House, Zurich, October 62. And it's the then fairly revolutionary pianoless quartet, although, ironically, both Mulligan and his steady cohort Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, both Mulligan and Brookmeyer play the piano at concerts and recordings. Maybe pianist-less would have been more apt, but scarcely more accurate. Bill Crow bass and Gus Johnson drums. Here's Dick Katz with his own compo, Round Trip. An Atlantic LP called Piano and Pen, Dick Katz on piano, and Pen, of course, as he wrote most of the songs here. Jimmy Rainey guitar, Joe Benjamin bass, and Connie Kay drums. Katz was an avid student of the piano. He attended the Peabody Institute, the University of North Carolina, the Navy School of Music, obviously during his World War II days, the Manhattan School of Music, and eventually Juilliard, all whilst playing jazz in the evenings. Always enjoyed his work, both as a leader, although he only made 5 albums, and as a sideman. He co-founded Milestone Records with Orrin Keepnews, by the way. A Beatles song now, and I know it's one of your faves.
Thank you.
At times there, a gentler than normal Vincent Herring, leading a quartet on Norwegian Wood. It was a quintet on most of the other numbers on this June 2005 recorded High Note album. Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown, to give it its full title, must be on your Beatles faves list, surely. It was on the Rubber Soul LP. Vincent Herring, alto, Danny Grissett, piano, Essiet Essiet, bass, Joris Dudu on drums. Now, an album recorded in 1990, but somehow bringing back memories of earlier times. This Chiroscope CD is entitled Summit Reunion, recalling a group who called themselves Soprano Summit, although in fact they never went away. Five of the original sextet from their first recording date, December 73, are here on this May 1990 New Jersey recording under the direction of Rudy Van Gelder. The lineup, apart from the two soprano-playing musos, did vary in that nearly 20-year period, but they all came together for this date, hence the reunion in the title. Bob Wilber, soprano, Kenny Davin switches from the soprano to the clarinet for this recording session. Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, replaces the departed George Mraz from the original lineup, and Bobby Rosengarten drums. And sorry, yes, Dick Hyman piano. That was Palestina, a return to simpler days somehow. We talked a week or so ago about the quality recordings made by university big bands. This is the 2 o'clock jazz band from the University of North Texas, directed by James Riggs. It was recorded in dribs and drabs over a four-term period in the mid-90s, 95-96. There are close to 60 students listed, so an ever-changing lineup, mostly Americans, as you'd expect, but also a couple from Germany, one from New Zealand, and an Aussie. Let's go out with Away We Go. As ever, huge thanks for joining me on this ramble along the always dusty shelves of my record collection. And I sincerely hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.